Lucy, I'm home.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I'm Erica.
And I'm Ziva.
And today we're talking about the Let's Talk to Lucy podcast episode where she spoke to Sheila McRae, who was one of the wives in the fashion show episode of I Love Lucy. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Honestly, other than that, I didn't even her name. I didn't recognize.
Wasn't right too away. Familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. But to be fair, she didn't start her career until much later. So she didn't have this super long, extensive young career. You know.
Yeah. Like Lucille Ball, you can kind of trace it back to. Yeah. And I know she did kind of a husband and wife thing with her husband, Gordon McRae. And what did you take from this conversation that she had with her? I love this one that was from her home.
Before we get to that, can we talk for one hot second about the intro, like when she's waiting for her to come and she talks about the birds? I was
hair.
You supposed to be deathly afraid of birds?
Yes. And
then this blue jay gets caught in your hair?
Yeah, and not only caught in it, she kind of said it was kind of this, what's that director's name that does all the scary movies?
Hitchcock.
Hitchcock. Yes, it was like a Hitchcock. Yeah, that sounded really scary. It's like attacking, you know, maybe it thought it was a nest because her hair is very nesty
so
looking.
Red. Yeah. It's so red.
Oh, no, you're right. That was kind of weird.
I heard that and I was like, did they just write it? Did it really happen?
Yeah.
Because I feel like if it really happened, she'd be more traumatized about it. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, the way she described
it. Her fear of birds was not as...
Maybe she had gotten over it.
It wasn't as bad as we thought it was. Like, it wasn't maybe her whole life. Except now, maybe. that brought it out.
Well, if
again.
It had gone away, this event probably brought it right back, because that's scary. You're right. And now she says she was in her backyard of her Beverly Hills home, which I'm guessing is the one on Roxbury in LA. And you know, she had Sheila McRae come over to do it. So what I love about these shows are that you can never tell where she's going to be doing these episodes. She's all over the place.
I love that she's just sitting at her house.
Just chilling in the backyard. And yeah, here's what I don't know if you heard this part, but you know, Lucy's a very frank person. Like, she's very honest. And I don't know if you caught this part where they were talking about their children, you know, and she
said she didn't think they were talented.
Yes, you could catch that. She's like, I don't think they're talented, but I appreciate their enthusiasm for the...
I was like, how old were they? I want to like research how old they were. Were they on TV show with her at that time? Because if that's...
Doesn't matter. They heard it. And they probably heard that because she was a big fan of nepotism. If you can help your children... help them. But she's also very honest and very frank. Like, no, they weren't talented at all, but they had enthusiasm. What?
I love they were talented. I think at the beginning of like, here's Lucy, they were definitely not as great as they were by the end.
Yeah.
You know, you could go, oh, they're just starting out.
They were
out,
like
but...
new shoes. You kind of had to wear them a little bit. Yeah, so that was fun.
They figured themselves out.
Yeah, so you did catch that. That was good. And so I, what I love about her podcast, because that's what I'm calling them, is that she always asks about how they handle children and home life. Like most people, mm-hmm. like, tell us about your new project. What's going on? She's like, we'll talk about that later. But I really want to know about your home life and how you miss your kids. And she was, I think because she always... missed her own children, always working a lot. She wondered how other women in the industry kind of felt that way too.
3 weeks. I feel like 3 weeks. Like I just feel like 3 weeks every once in a, you know, a blue moon, I could do that. But like, it sounded like she was on the road quite a bit in 3 weeks. Just seemed like a really long time to be away. And
when I was looking up this information for Sheila McRae, again, I didn't know much about her, but I do know she did kind of a husband and wife show with Gordon McRae, is that in her memoir, she kind of wrote of when her marriage has fallen apart. And it was very similar to what Lucy went through, which is like the drinking and kind of spiraling out of control type of thing, where it wasn't good for their marriage. So they also mentioned how they were friends for a long time. I wonder if that was, you know, a common bond that they,
yeah,
they both had.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm loving these.
I really am. I think you guys should check it out. Real quick, at the end, if you like this, listen to, like, at the very end of the podcast.
Very end.
Is that Lucy?
That's Lucy Arnaz. Yes, okay. Yeah.
Because I heard it and I went, oh, that's got to be her. Like, that voice sounds so familiar. So I love that she's, like, at the very end, like.
Yeah, just saying bye to everyone and keep listening. I do love that letter she got, because she always encouraged letters from her fans. And the advice she gave was just, you don't take things personal when you get criticism. It's all business. And I love that, because she probably carried that from day one. She was being hit with, you know, you're not talented enough for the school, back when she was a child, to, you know, beating all the odds in a male dominated world. So I think that was excellent advice for any young person during that time trying to get into show business.
Yeah. Well, if you guys listen to this, tell us what you think of them, because we'd love to hear what you guys think and what your favorite parts of each of these little podcasts were. So
yeah, these are fun.
Yeah, they are. So go ahead and listen to them. Tell us what you think, and tune in for Monday's new episode, which is Ricky. Women Are Fabulous.
Yeah.
Ricky, Lucy, what is that?
Yeah, no. The Lucy thinks Ricky's trying to murder her.
Oh, yes, of course. I've jumped ahead again.
But you are right. Females are fabulous. So it just
they are. Oh. So we can just keep saying that.
And this is one of
them. We just need a shirt that says your hosts are fabulous.
There you go. And they drink a lot of milk. Okay. So with that.
Had to slip that in.
Having a Ball all podcast on all social media platforms. And Let's Talk to Lucy is streaming everywhere. And Having a Ball podcast is streaming everywhere. So find all of us everywhere.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.